This is Bishop Gilmore, the Spiritual Director of Grace at Rains. As your Lent runs down now, I want you to look back again at how your Lent began. In order to help you do that, we're going to give you a fragment of a homily recorded a few years ago. It focuses our attention on selfishness and on how it began with Adam and Eve. And at some point, Adam and Eve simply stopped and said, "Lord, thank you for all these gifts, but no thanks. We think from now on out we'd rather do it our way." Understand? We'd rather do it our way. The original sin was the birth of selfishness. Okay. Selfishness in each one of us. And we struggle day after day after day, no matter how close we are to the Lord, we struggle with letting go of having it our own way. That is the essential subject. When two young people get married, you know what I tell them? Usually before they get married, I tell them. When they come to get married, they're madly in love, right? He is the greatest thing God ever made, as far as she's concerned, okay? She is the most beautiful thing he ever saw. You understand that? They're really madly in love, okay? But what they're mostly in love about is being in love, okay? When they like, she likes what he does for her. The good home he provides, that also she likes all those things. But it's for her, right? He likes what she does for him. You know, taking care of him, waiting on him, all that sort of thing. But it's for him. That's not what love is. Love is not about you, it's about the other person, right? When Jesus came and died for us, he loved us. And it wasn't really to his liking to die. He said, "Father, if this cup can pass me by, let it go." Love is about the other person. And young people don't hear that very often. And they need to hear that more, because when it gets a little tough and she's not quite to his liking anymore, or he's not quite to her liking anymore, they want to break it up. They're struggling with that basic selfishness. Always our problem. Always our problem. And the selfishness gives rise, you know what the seven deadly sins are? You've heard about those in your catechism? Those are tendencies we have to be selfish. Selfish about food, selfish about drink, selfish about sex. We're always making everything about us. That's the great problem we face. And that's why each year the church brings us to the season of Lent. Okay? Lent is a time when the early Christians, the catechumens, those who were being prepared to receive the sacraments, that was the time when they really focused on dealing with these things in their lives, this basic selfishness in their lives, the sins that dominate in their lives, getting rid of those and opening themselves up to faith in Jesus Christ, hope in Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the love of neighbor.
Lent, therefore, is a time to practice greater selflessness in our daily living. Denial of self for God, and denial of self for our neighbor in need. This Lent, our COVID-19 Lent, helps us to do this in ways we did not really want to, in ways we could not have imagined. It makes us think of others first. The others who are our grandparents or our elderly friends. the others who provide food for us in our grocery stores, the others who look after our health in our pharmacies and our clinics and our hospitals. COVID-19 makes us think first of others. A selfish nation does not really like to do this, but it will do this out of fear of the virus, and it is doing this. Just maybe it will learn what God really wanted of us in the first place. Thank you for listening. I would have you remember that we will have a part two of this presentation in a few days' time.